the Stage Line podcast for August 21st, 2017. Stage Line podcast へようこそ。Today, Lucas and I are going to practice a speaking level check. これから Lucas とレベルチェックの練習をします。聞きながら自分の答えを考えてください。
So we're sitting here with Lucas today. How are you doing, Lucas?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Thanks for agreeing to do this today.
All right.
Today, what I thought we would do is practice or give our potential students an idea about what they might expect if they have a level check here.
Okay.
That'd be okay?
Yep.
So I'll ask you some questions and you can pretend to be a potential student and answer the questions. Will that be okay?
All right.
All right, let's do it then. So first of all, could you tell me something about yourself, your hometown, family, mm-hmm. job, hobbies, that kind of thing?
All right. So, I'm from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
The name of my hometown is really difficult because it's in Polish. And we say it's Zgorzelec.
Zgorzelec?
Yes, it's difficult to pronounce. But anyway, it's a small town in Poland. Now I live with my family in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. I have a Japanese wife and two kids, a daughter who is 6 and a son who is 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a teacher here in Stage Line, mm-hmm. and also a Zen Buddhist priest in one of the temples in Tokyo.
Okay.
I have many hobbies, but I like playing shakuhachi, the bamboo flute.
Excellent.
Yes.
How long have you been playing the bamboo flute?
5 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so Lucas, I'm just going to ask you a few questions to get an idea about your grammar knowledge.
All
so
right.
the content of the answer isn't important. I'm just looking for your ability to use the correct verb tense, articles, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So first question is, what did you eat for breakfast this morning?
I ate cornflakes with yogurt this morning.
Okay. And tell me something that you do every day.
I play my bamboo flute every day.
And question number 3, what are you going to do this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to visit one of the museums in Kamazawa with my friend.
Okay. And what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm sitting here and talking to Greg.
And the next question, where were you living 3 years ago?
3 years ago, I was living in Kokubunji, in Tokyo, with my family.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Lucas, I'd just like to ask you a couple more questions just
yes.
to get your opinions on a few different topics and to see how fluently you speak English and the vocabulary that you use in,
okay.
in your questions. Okay. So, in 2020, the Olympics will be held in Tokyo. Some people think this is a great idea. Other people don't think it's such a great idea. What's your opinion on that?
I think it's a really great idea. I love sport and I do some running every day too. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the Olympics in 2020. I think it's a really brilliant idea and I'm really happy to be here in Tokyo to experience it here in 3 years' time. So I'm really happy about that.
Okay. Some people would say that the cost is too much and that money could be used for better purposes, let's say helping people who are homeless, for example. What would you say to that?
Yeah, but we don't know how the money from Olympics is going to be spent later. So maybe the politicians would think about homeless too, and they'll spend it for homeless or some other reason. So I don't know. I'm not into politics, but I guess inviting many sports. People from sport environment from all over the world. It's a really nice idea and it's a good thing for Japan to have this kind of event being organized in their own country. So I think it's a nice thing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the last question I'll ask you here is, if you had a time machine, what would you do with it?
If I had a time machine, If I had a time machine, I would use it and I would go back in time a couple of centuries, maybe. I would go to Edo period, I guess.
Why would you like to go to the Edo period?
As I mentioned, I play the bamboo flute.
Mm-hmm.
And the music that I do or the play, the guys who were playing it originally, they were called Komuso, and they were living in the Edo period. So I would like, well, my dream is to meet an authentic shakuhachi player who lived like 300 years ago. So if I had a time machine, I would definitely go back to the Edo period.
Okay, well, this concludes our level check test. Thank you very much, Lucas.
Thank you.
どうでしたか？現在、過去、未来など正しい時制を使って答えることはとても大切です。正しい文で答えられるかをチェックしているので、必ずしも事実を話すを必要はありません。ゆっくりでもいいからリラックスしてたくさん話してくださいね。Until next time, thanks for listening.